Inheritance lawyer. Inheritance lawyer is a lawyer who works out how and with whom the estate of the deceased will be shared. The legal system has introduced inheritance law regulations in order to protect the right of disposal of the assets of individuals after their death. Issues related to inheritance are issues that almost everyone encounters at least once in their life. Due to the complexity of these regulations for individuals, it may be necessary to seek legal advice from an inheritance lawyer. In this article, we will talk about the regulations on inheritance law, the way of sharing the inheritance, who can be the heir, and the importance of the inheritance lawyer in inheritance cases. If you want to get more information about all these issues, you can continue reading our inheritance lawyer article and contact us. Inheritance law regulations. Contents. Inheritance law regulations. Who can be an heir? How is inheritance shared? How do you create a legally valid testamentary disposition? Turkish inheritance lawyer Topo Law Firm as inheritance lawyer in Istanbul. Fact about inheritance lawyer 1. Is an English degree valid in Turkey? 2. How much does it cost to make a will in Turkey? 3. Does Turkey have forced heirship? 4. Is an inheritance lawyer required in these cases? Inheritance law is a branch of civil law regulated in the Turkish Civil Code. It contains regulations on who and at what rate the assets of individuals will be shared after death or disappearance. Legal heirs, appointed heirs, removal from inheritance, reserved share rates, will, inheritance contract, cancellation and annulment of testamentary disposition, calculation of the estate, acquisition of the inheritance, transfer of the inheritance to the state, remuneration lawsuit, distribution of the inheritance, equalization of the inheritance and many other issues are regulated within the scope of inheritance law. Who can be an heir? In inheritance law, there are two types of heirs, the legal heir and the appointed heir. The inheritor's legal heirs are his or her first, second, and third class blood relatives, spouse, adopted children, and the state. Assigned heirs, on the other hand, consist of the people who are designated as heirs in the testator's will. In order for these people to be heirs, they must also meet the conditions of being full and alive, being alive, benefiting from civil rights and being an heir. How is inheritance shared? If the deceased has a legally regulated testamentary disposition, the inheritance is arranged according to this document. In the absence of such a testamentary disposition, the distribution is made in proportion to the legal shares, according to the procedures in Turkish civil law. While making this share, it is taken into account which persons are the holders of hidden shares and the ratios of these persons' hidden shares. How do you create a legally valid testamentary disposition? There are two types of testamentary disposition in the law. These are wills and inheritance contracts. In order for these testamentary dispositions to have results, they must be regulated in accordance with the conditions of the law. Different conditions and regulations are envisaged in terms of wills and inheritance contracts. Getting legal support from an inheritance lawyer in the arrangement of these testamentary dispositions will facilitate the process and will prevent you from facing the annulment of the testamentary disposition. Turkish inheritance lawyer. An inheritance lawyer provides legal support to individuals in the arrangement of inheritance contracts, such as inheritance waiver agreements, inheritance division agreements, removal agreements from inheritance, heir assignment agreements, and maintenance until death agreements, in addition to all the issues related to inheritance mentioned above. In addition to these, getting legal advice from an inheritance lawyer in all legal proceedings and cases listed below will help you reach a fair result as quickly as possible. Litigation for dissolution of partnership, action for annulment of death-related savings, opening and calculating the estate, obtaining a certificate of succession, arrangement of wills, inheritance return cases, inheritance criticism cases, suit for inheritance remuneration, litigation regarding the protection of estates, case of assigning a representative to an inheritance partnership, deed cancellation and registration cases based on the decedent's collusion. Topo Law Firm as inheritance lawyer in Istanbul. As Topo Law Firm, we have been providing legal consultancy to our domestic and foreign clients in disputes arising in the field of inheritance law since our establishment in 2015. Our dynamic team of lawyers, experienced in the field of inheritance, serves as inheritance lawyers. In addition to the cases and legal proceedings listed above, you can get consultancy from the inheritance lawyer in our team for any disputes arising in the field of inheritance law. You can fill out the form on our homepage and send it to us to get information about your dispute regarding inheritance law. Our attorneys, who are inheritance attorneys, will review your dispute and get back to you as soon as possible. FAQ about inheritance lawyer 1. Is an English degree valid in Turkey? Yes, it is valid. If the will is made in a formal way, a sworn translator at the notary public is used. 2. How much does it cost to make a will in Turkey? A certain amount of payment is required for official wills to be made at the notary public. This amount varies according to the type and detail of the warning. You can get information from a notary to find out the net amount. 3. Does Turkey have forced heirship? Yes. According to the legal opinion accepted in Turkish law, these shares of some heirs who have reserved shares cannot be violated and cannot be ignored with testamentary disposition. 4. Is an inheritance lawyer required in these cases? No, an inheritance lawyer is not compulsory. However, it is beneficial to get legal support from an inheritance lawyer in all legal transactions, from the creation of testamentary dispositions to the division of the inheritance.